Ben and Sophie, Wobey's Secret. As you probably know by now, this is the story of Ben and Sophie.
Hi.
Hello.
Don't forget about me.
Yes, robot, no worries. This is the story of Ben, Sophie, and Wobey the Robot.
A very beautiful and smart robot.
And you forgot to say that you are
always right.
Right.
I am always right.
Actually, you're not.
Come on, does it matter? You'll scare away the listeners with your constant bickering.
Thank you, Ben. Seriously, kids, if you interrupt me one more time, I'll be out of here.
No problem. I can do the recap then.
Wobey, stop!
What?
This is not how you do it.
I was just trying to do the recap for my fellow robots.
There are no robots listening here.
How do you know that, human girl?
Come on, you two. Please go on, Mr. Narrator.
Okay. This is the story of Ben and Sophie. On a hot summer's day, they found Wobey the robot in the forest after his inventor, a professor...
That's my dad.
A professor has been kidnapped.
We still don't know for sure that he's been kidnapped, do we?
Okay. On their mission to find the missing professor, Ben and Sophie took Wobey back to the forest to find some clues.
But guess what we found instead?
My dad's car.
Instead of clues, they found the missing professor's car.
A very cool self-driving car, that is.
A car driven by humans? That's dangerous.
You might be right on that one, Wobey. Anyway, they found the professor's self-driving car.
And my dad was there too.
Yes, Ben's dad, who happens to be a reporter, suddenly appeared in the forest as well.
And don't forget Sarah and Michael, the super bullies from school.
I don't trust them.
You might be right again, Wobey. I don't trust them either. Anyway, do you want to know what happens next? Me too. Let's see.
Okay, everybody in then?
Hey, wait for us!
Who's that?
Oh no, the evil twins.
How did you get here?
What, did you think you'd gotten rid of us at the lab? Think again, freak show.
Yeah, we want to see what happens next.
Don't let them in.
Yes, please close the doors.
I can't just leave those poor kids out in the woods.
Let us in.
Come on.
Don't.
How do we open the doors? Can't seem to make it work. Sorry, kids.
Phew. They're gone.
See? That's why I don't trust humans. The car knows what it's doing. A human driver would have let them in and brought us in danger.
But are you sure they'll be okay?
They'll be fine. I'm sure they have survived worse than that.
Yeah, and they're just not very kind. They're just trying to get Wobey.
Didn't I teach you to treat everyone with kindness, even your enemies? There's always a reason people are acting the way they are.
Sure, but not these two. They don't deserve kindness.
Yes, human girl. There is something about them that makes my skin crawl.
You don't even have skin, robot. Makes my skin crawl. A funny little invention, that's what you are.
Hey, I'm not funny. I'm serious.
Seriously, Wobey, you're the funniest non-funny robot I've ever met. I'm sure your dad had lots of fun with you, too.
Speaking of which, where does the car even go?
It's speeding through the woods. How can it even do that?
Yeah, it's a smooth ride.
Yes, it feels almost as if we were flying. That's peculiar.
It probably has activated flying mode.
Flying mode activated. Get ready for takeoff.
Uh-oh!
Cool! It can fly!
Wow! It's like a dream come true.
The professor never told me about that. Are you sure this is safe, robot?
Wobey, what's wrong?
Uh-oh! You shouldn't have done that, Ben. As far as I know, flying mode is only in beta.
What does that mean?
Beta version means it's not safe to use yet. It hasn't been thoroughly tested yet.
Cool! This is getting better and better!
I'm not so sure about that.
Peculiar. So, how do we stop it?
I don't know. It's voice activated.
So we need to tell it to stop?
Take off in 10,
stop
9,
flying mode.
8,
abort!
7,
abort! Abort!
6,
flying
5,
mode!
4,
stop takeoff.
3,
stop the
2,
mode!
Flying mode aborted. No need to swear like this.
This car is hilarious.
And dangerous. It's typical. He's always had a strange sense of humor.
Who has?
Your dad, of course. The professor is nuts, if you ask me.
No, he isn't. He's very smart. He created me.
Yes, and what a good job he did. He might just be the smartest person on the planet.
When did you meet him, Dad?
Unfortunately, I can't tell you that.
Why not?
Because I'm top secret, remember?
But if you're so top secret, how come Ben's dad knows about you?
Yes, Dad. How do you know about Wobi?
Well, I didn't know about Wobi per se. I just knew that the professor, was working on a groundbreaking invention. A robot that would be like no other.
See? I am special.
Yes, you are, Wobi. But special, in what way?
What do you mean? In what way? Look at me. There is no other robot like me. Your dad just said it.
Yes, you obviously are a very special creature. But it's a good question, Ben. I would like to know the answer as well. But Walter was very secretive. He tried to contact me shortly before he disappeared.
He did? How? And when?
Uh-oh. It looks like the car is doing something again.
I hope he won't activate flying mode.
Flying mode activated. Get ready for takeoff.
No!
What?
You activated flying mode again.
Okay, I guess I'll have to... Kids, cover your ears. Hey, car! Stop the mode!
Flying mode aborted. No need to swear like this.
Sorry for swearing. What were we just talking about?
The car said... Activate flying mode, and then you were swearing.
Flying mode activated.
No!
Get ready for takeoff.
Okay. Stop the mode again, please.
Flying mode aborted. No need to swear like this.
Well, we don't ever say that phrase again.
What phrase?
Activate flying mode, of course.
Flying mode activated. Get ready for takeoff.
Ugh, Sophie.
That's one funny car. I wonder how flying mode would have worked out, though. A flying car. That would be fun. But I promised you that he'll take you for a ride, not a flight. So let's see where the ride is going, shall we?
4, 3, 2, 1.
I think it doesn't work anymore.
Take off.
Why aren't we in the air?
I don't know.
Gotcha.
What did it say?
I think it's trying to be funny.
But you've got to admit it was quite funny. The look on your face, Sophie.
Yes, you looked pretty scared, human girl.
I wasn't scared. Ugh, honestly, the professor is starting to get on my nerves with his weird jokes.
Well, he does have a peculiar way of thinking. You never know where his brain is going. His intellect is definitely operating on another level.
Yes, it does. That's why I miss him so much.
So, do we have any idea where he might be?
I have no clue. If anything, he'd be at the lab. But we've checked every corner of it and haven't found anything.
Well, you might not have found anything, but we have.
Sophie, I'm not sure we should talk about that.
I can hear you. You know, what do you not want to talk about? You haven't been to the lab, have you?
Actually, yes, we have, Dad.
And we found a secret room.
You found a secret room? How? And what was in there?
It turns out my dad used me as a secret key to enter it.
Ah. It seems like I don't have to understand everything that's going on. But tell me, what did you find in the room?
Nothing. At least at first. Then the professor appeared through Wobi's eyes.
The professor appeared through Wobi's eyes? How did he do that?
The professor spoke to us through a hologram.
Well, he didn't speak to us directly.
Yeah, he said it was a recording.
Interesting. So he must have been prepared. What did he say?
He said he needed help and that we should get my brother.
I didn't know you had a brother.
That's what I said too. But I would have thought you would know about him. Given that it was you who gave him to Ben.
This is getting weirder and weirder.
That's what I said too!
Remember the little toy robot you gave me, Dad?
Oh, right! I completely forgot about it.
But the professor gave it to you, right?
Yes, yes, he did, after our second meeting.
Did he say anything about it?
He just said, give this to your son. I'm sure it will be very precious to him, and it might come in handy. Yes, that is what he said.
Wow. Then didn't you think it was weird?
Well, maybe I did, but then everything was a bit weird about it.
Hey, my dad isn't weird.
Yes he is.
Let's just say he is a little... eccentric. In a good way, obviously. So, he told you to go look for your brother. What happened next?
First we had to figure out that the little robot was Wobi's brother.
Yes, that was pretty impressive for human children, if you ask me.
Aw, thanks, Wobi.
Yes, yes. I
Shouldn't be saying this, considering you broke all the rules, but I'm very proud of you, too. Anyway, so you went and got the little robot?
Yes, we did. Turns out it was a communication device.
What do you mean?
Wobi and the little robot started to talk together in robo-language. It sounded very sweet. They really hit it off.
Of course we did, because it was my dad I was talking to.
Huh. That is interesting. So Walter found a way to communicate with you. What did he say? He must be alive then, and well, doesn't he?
That's the thing. He didn't really say much.
Except that we should stay where we were. Which, given everything that's happening, was not an option.
Well, maybe you should have taken his advice. Where were you when he told you this?
Down in the basement.
I wanted to stay there, but the human girl thought it would be smart to go into the woods, by night, mind you, to look for clues.
And look what we found! The coolest car in the universe!
Thank you, human girl. I am very flattered.
You're very welcome.
Hey, how come the car is talking back to us?
Because it's smart, of course. How else do you think it is able to drive?
More importantly, how come the car is listening to our conversation? It must have some form of intelligence as well.
Or someone or something else is using it to talk to us.
But who?
Good question, Wobi. Who do you think?
Well, well, well. Who do you think is talking to them? Is the car really intelligent enough to follow their conversation? Or might it be the professor himself? I can't wait to find out.
It's you, isn't it? The nutty professor!
Sophie, be nice, please. But you might be right. Walter, is it you?
Of course it is. It can't be anyone else, can it? Dad, how are you?
He's fine, robot, but he can't talk to you right now.
But if you're not the professor, who are you then?
You'll find out soon enough.
Uh-oh. Sounds like it's starting the engine again. Where will it take us?
I fear the worst, Sophie. Ben, get out if you can.
I can't open the door.
It's closed shut. Dad, what should we do?
Who are you? Where are you taking us?
Don't worry, I won't hurt you.
We're driving! Hey, you! Where are you taking us?
Who are you?
And where's my dad?
I think I might know the answer to both of these questions. Wait a moment, where's my pen and paper? Ah, here it is. Psst, Sophie.
What?
Take this.
What is it?
Don't ask, read.
Good idea. I'll do my best.
Yes, that's great. Let's do it.
Do what?
Nothing.
But somehow I'm starting to feel sick.
Oh no, Ben. I hope you won't be car sick again.
Ugh, please don't. Remember when you threw up all over the car?
Threw up what?
Trust me, Wobi. You don't want to know.
Oh yes, I remember. The car seats were completely ruined. In fact, they looked just like these before it happened. Nice and pristine. Not been the same ever since.
Oh no, I'm not sure what you're talking about, but maybe I can catch whatever you throw up.
Guys, I'm sorry, but I think I'm gonna have to get out quickly.
Oh no!
Oh, stop the car, now, unless you want it ruined.
Okay, I should have known. Never ever take the kids. I even told him.
I need to get out.
Open the doors, quick!
There you go, but make it quick, shall we?
Thank you.
Okay, you, Ben, get out. Wobi, Sophie, you're next, now!
Should I catch something?
Wobi, just get out!
Let me help you. Come on, Max, get out of here!
Hey, where are you all going?
Gotcha! Okay, everybody's out, now run!
That was brilliant, Ben. For a moment, even I believed you'd throw up.
Yeah, good job, son. Have to keep in mind what a good actor you are, though.
Aha! So you don't actually need to throw over?
No, Wobi, it was Dad's idea to get us all out of the car. I was just pretending to be sick.
I think we're far enough now. He won't be able to follow us. Should I say it won't be able to follow us?
Good, because I couldn't run much further. Where are we?
Looks like a forest to me.
I think we're pretty close to home, aren't we?
Yes, I think so too.
So, Dad, who do you think was talking to us in the car? It can't be the professor, can it?
Nope. My dad would never do anything like this.
I have an idea, but that would be too complicated to explain.
Come on, Dad, tell us. We won't tell anyone, promise.
We are the ones who found Wobi, after all.
Yes, Mr. Ben's dad. You should give those human children some credit. They are much smarter than I would have thought.
What, did you think we're stupid just because we're children?
Not because you're children, but because you're humans. I actually think the smaller humans are much smarter than the big ones. They seem to be glued to their compoopers all day.
You might be right again, Wobi. The professor taught you well.
He didn't teach me. He created me.
And he did a great job.
Uh-oh, I think the car is coming back.
But how does he know where we are?
Maybe he planted a bug or something.
Huh? I hate bugs. They have way too many legs.
Not an insect, silly robot.
Planting a bug means hiding a recording device somewhere.
Exactly. And I might just know where that might be.
A bug, huh? And Ben's dad seems to know where it is. Very strange. I just hope he's right, and they will find the professor soon. Because don't forget, the car is still behind them. And what about Sarah and Michael? I wonder what they're up to, all alone in the forest, at night. But as Sophie said, they'll probably be okay.
What do you mean you might know where the bug might be?
That's a lot of mites, if you ask me.
Well, I have an idea, but I'm not sure.
So tell us!
Is it Wobi? Is he the bug?
Hey!
That's what I thought at first as well. But that would be too easy. I mean, I'm sure the professor knows about everything Wobi says or does.
I knew it!
That would explain a lot, yes.
But I don't think he'd give anyone else access to that information.
No, my dad is very good at keeping secrets.
But maybe he was forced to give someone access.
Or someone hacked into his system.
That's impossible. My dad would never, ever, under no circumstances, give his secrets away.
Exactly. And for someone to hack into his systems, well, let's just say that person would have to be incredibly skilled.
But it's possible.
Well, almost everything is possible, Ben.
Nope. I can't fly to the moon, for example.
You can't fly at all, human girl.
Yes, I can. We almost did. With the car. Forgot.
But you don't have wings, do you? You humans have to invent all these things so that you can do what other creatures can do by nature.
That's true. Nature creates some pretty cool stuff.
But inventing things is a pretty good skill as well, no? Or have you ever seen an animal building a machine?
Of course not. They don't need to. Why should a bird, or an ant, or a bug need a machine if it has the perfect body already?
That's a very interesting question, Wobi. Somehow, humans always seem to want more than what they have. But anyway, I don't think the professor was hacked. Even if it's possible, it's highly improbable.
It's impossible.
Well, Wobi, we'll see.
So, Dad, where do you think the bug is? Is it something we're wearing?
First of all, I don't think it's you who have been bugged, but me.
Why? Because we're less important?
For sure not. The professor is a very secretive person. I was surprised he trusted me the way he did. Now that I think about it, maybe he didn't completely trust me.
Don't trust anyone. That's what he always told me.
But you trusted us, Wobi.
He didn't have a choice, I guess.
That's true, and I liked you.
Aw, we like you too, Wobi.
So go on, Dad. Why do you think the professor didn't trust you?
Well, I figure the professor wanted to make sure I'm keeping my promise. So he must have installed something.
What do you mean, installed?
Yeah, and where?
Think about it, kids. There's one device that's always with me wherever I go.
Is there?
It's mobile, and it's used for communication.
Aha!
Now I get it!
It's the glasses.
Nope, Wobi. It's the cell phone.
Ah, yes, of course! You mean the little compoopers.
Yes, and for someone like Walter, they are very easy to hack into. And they can be easily traced.
Wow, I never thought about that. So what do we do now?
Well, kinda hurts to say it, but my phone has to go.
To go where? Does it have legs?
You're so funny, Wobi.
He means the phone has to be destroyed.
Aha. So that's one of your strange words not meaning what they say things again.
Yes, but you've just given me an idea. Maybe the phone doesn't have to be destroyed. Instead, it could really go somewhere.
What do you mean? How should the phone go somewhere without us?
We could just leave it here.
Yes, we could, but that might be suspicious. I'm sure they, whoever they are, will work it out very quickly if the signal just stops moving.
What was that?
I don't know. A squirrel, maybe? Don't worry, Wobi. It won't be an alligator.
Why should there be alligators in the forest?
That's a long story.
It's coming closer.
Is it the car?
No, that would sound differently.
Calm down, Max.
Yes, it's probably just a... Uh-oh.
It's a deer! Back there!
Stay here, Max. Let it go. No running after deers.
Poor Bambi. He won't hurt you. Don't be scared. Aw, no! Don't run away!
And it's gone.
That was fast. Are all four-legged humans so fast?
Not all of them. Max must have scared it.
I would be scared too with that loud creature barking at me. Sorry, but it's true. You are very scary. Okay, I like you. Even though you are very hairy. Get off of me. Don't lick me again.
Come here, Max. Let the robot go. Good thing you didn't run off after that deer. Although, we are very close to home, right?
So?
Ben, Sophie, do you think Max will be able to find his way home without us?
I'm sure he will. But why?
Don't even think about it, Dad. Mom will be furious. What if anything happened to him on the way? Plus, you can't let a dog off leash in the forest, remember?
You're right, Ben, but this might be a matter of life and death. But no, even then, we can't risk it. But what if I could attach it to his collar?
What are you people talking about?
Yes, why should we want to let him find his way home without us? And what do you want to attach to his Oh, I get it.
You get what? Would anyone please care to explain?
The phone must go, Wobi. Remember?
Yes. And this doesn't mean it really has to go somewhere, does it? Because human words never mean what they say.
They don't always mean what they say, Wobi. In this case, we think the phone might actually be able to go somewhere without us.
But it doesn't have legs, does it? It can't go anywhere.
No, it doesn't. But Max has legs.
So, he's a dog, not a phone, is he?
Put two and two together, robot.
2 + 2 = 4. I am very capable of doing basic calculations, thank you very much. But what does that have to do with the dog and the phone right now?
It's a saying, Wobi.
Your words are a mystery to me.
If we find a way to attach the phone to Max's collar, the phone might actually be going somewhere without us.
But we can't let Max go unleashed in the forest, Dad, remember? He'd go after the wildlife. And you wouldn't want him to hurt Bambi, would you, Sophie?
How about we attach the phone to Max's collar and let him find his way back home on his own? If we never let him out of sight?
Exactly my thoughts, Sophie. If we follow Max, he won't be able to do any harm. Plus, we can make sure he's safe. He's very well trained. I don't think he will actually go off on his own.
That's true. He's a very good dog. He never runs away.
Well, except if he hears strange robot sounds. Remember, Ben?
Shush, Sophie! I don't want my dad to know we almost lost Max that day. Sounds like a good plan, Dad.
So that's settled, then.
If that's all you humans can come up with right now, it is settled. But I will keep a very close eye on the four-legged human here.
Okay, Wobi, that's good. Come here, buddy. Let's get you on your mission.
A dog in a forest without a leash, while deer are running loose? What could possibly go wrong? A lot, I would say. We're about to find out.
Okay, just let me make sure the phone won't fall off. Yes, seems to be okay. Okay, Max, go home.
Well, it's almost like he understands us.
Maybe he does.
Of course he does. Human language is not that hard to understand. Except when your words don't mean what they mean.
Okay, Max is way over there. Let's follow him very quietly.
I can't believe we're actually doing this.
This is so exciting.
Oh no, the alligators are coming.
I'm pretty sure it's not an alligator, Wobie.
But whatever it is, Max is going after it. Let's go too.
Hey, I'm running again.
Yes, Wobie, and you're pretty fast.
Hey, kids, where are you going? Wait for me. I can't keep up. Why did I never use that gym membership?
Where's my dad?
He's back there. He'll be fine, Ben. Let's go.
Come on, kids. The dog is over there.
Stop! Do you see what I see?
Yeah, I do. The car's over there, going after Max.
What do we do now?
Wait and see.
But what about Max? We need to save him.
What's happening? Is it the car already? That was fast.
They're trying to get Max. Look!
It's opening the doors again.
Is someone in there?
Come on, sweet doggy.
But where are the other ones?
Michael and Sarah.
What are the twins doing in the car?
They must have found the car, after all.
They must have, but how?
I don't care. Look, they got Max now.
Good doggy. Come here, jump in.
Sweet doggy, don't be scared. We won't hurt you.
Why does he have a cell phone taped to his collar?
That's weird.
Maybe it's a trap. Let's go.
I've got the dog. Close the door.
In the beginning, everyone was nice. But over time, so slowly that no one could say when it started, the fairies and the ponies got mean. Rumors spread across the land that they were to blame for various things gone wrong, things gone missing. And before you knew it, it was common knowledge that the fairies and ponies were bad. Beatrice knew this better than anyone because, although she couldn't prove it yet, she knew that the fairies and ponies had stolen her egg. And stealing a dragon's egg, in Beatrice's opinion, was going too far. But to confront them, she would need the help of a knight. To find out what happens next, please subscribe to Fairies and Dragons, Ponies and Knights on your favorite podcast player.